What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What's so funny?
From our friends over at the Leavenworth County Prosecutor's Office, a Leavenworth man has been found guilty of arson and criminal damage to property following a one-day trial in Leavenworth County District Court. He's 63 years old, Mark A. Rode, was convicted on both charges, stemming from an incident last year in which he, quote, attempted to set fire to a house that did not belong to him.
It's arson.
Just after 9 a.m., a Leavenworth police officer responded in regards to an arson in progress. Upon arrival, they found Rode on the front porch of the house. When asked whether he was trying to set the house on fire, Rode stated, "I'm going to burn it down."
Okay.
The responding officer observed a broken window near where he was standing, along with a bottle of hairspray and other flammable materials. When asked, "Did you break the glass?" he responded, "I certainly did."
Well, at least he took responsibility for his actions. Can I say something very quickly about this, though?
Yeah.
Every time, and I know that you've got a hotline to Todd Thompson's office.
Why would you do something like that?
Can I just simply say,
yeah,
having graduated from high school in Lansing in 1989, and I knew a lot of people in Leavenworth. It's one big city. Well, one,
yeah, it is.
Town. It's one town. There's really no difference between the border. Every time you are reading a story, I'm just waiting for you to mention the name of somebody that I went to high school with.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Somebody that I knew. And when you don't, there's a tinge of disappointment. I must be honest.
You're like, come on.
You go,
I'm disappointed in my class.
When you said 63 years old, I'm like,
I know him.
And then you go, Mark Rode, and I'm like, no. Nah,
what are you doing up there on the porch? Are you trying to set fire to this house?
I certainly am. You damn right
I am. What are you doing? I'm going to burn it down.
Did you break that window? I did.
They do have some fun criminals up there.
The question I have is, why, pray tell, did the trial take an entire day?
Well, he pleaded not guilty, apparently.
Then listen to this out of Ohio. Wow. An Ohio woman called police over an incident involving a two-year-old throwing sand.
Okay.
On July 7th, Bay Village police responded to a call at the Play in Bay Playground, according to a news release from the police department today. The woman told officers her two-year-old daughter was throwing sand when the air blew the sand into another child's face. She was talking to her daughter when two other moms, quote, accosted her. They told her she needed to do a better job of paying attention to her child. The woman called police and told them she, quote, felt insulted by the mom's comments. Police told both parties to please keep to themselves as their children played.
And call 911 when there's an emergency.
Are we collectively
yes. I don't even need to hear the rest. Yes.
What is it? Something in the water? Is it?
We don't know how to people anymore. People forgot how to people.
Conflict resolution does not exist.
It's a two-year-old on the playground. Do you remember when we were children, our parents would put us down the roller death slide, the metal tubular roller slide of death?
That was 175 degrees on a cool day.
Not only did it burn the bottom of your legs, but if your finger got caught in one of those rollers, you're down a digit for the rest of your life.
Correct.
That's what the playgrounds used to be.
Correct. And you would hang upside down on the monkey bars, and if you fell, you were basically in a wheelchair for the rest of your life.
No one cared.
Nobody did.
But 25, 30 years ago, had this altercation happened between a two-year-old, we would have been like, okay, Johnny, let's not do that again. Keep playing. Have
could,
fun.
Would you mind please telling your kid not to throw sand over in this direction? Yeah, sorry about that. Really, I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
And part of the problem is now, instead of the sorry about that reaction, maybe they did do that at first, the parent will blow up in their face.
Don't tell me how to raise my kid.
Okay.
Speaking of kids, the rate of the number of young children who are accidentally swallowing nicotine pouches has soared in recent years.
Pouches or patches?
Pouches.
What's a nicotine pouch?
Okay, so you know you have the regular chew that comes in the circular can.
Oh, the Zyns?
Yes.
The ZYNs?
Correct.
What are those?
They're nicotine pouches.
It's so, synthetic nicotine, really.
Okay. Right. And so what you do is, you know, if you put a big chew in your mouth and then, you know, and then you spit it out, you're going to get, you'll have pieces of chew in the cracks
it's
of your
disgusting.
Teeth.
Disgusting. Right.
I understand. Remember that guy in that plane?
Yeah. I don't want to talk
with
about
it. With the water bottle? It was clear.
Remember that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Can you still see it in your mind's eye?
Nope.
I bet you can.
Can you still smell it?
Stop it. Stop it.
Wintergreen.
Can you hear him going?
Children are swallowing the little, which by the way, they look like salt packets, but thinner.
Right. This is according to a new study. This is from CBS News, so you know it's legit. The study, which was published in the journal Pediatrics, I know you subscribe, found reports of children under the age of 6 ingesting nicotine pouches increased from less than 1 per 100,000 5 years ago to now 4 per 100,000, a 763% increase.
Really? A 763% increase. By the way, if your child gets a hold of one of these, you are supposed to call poison control. Is there still a poison control?
Mm-hmm. There is.
It says here, unlike smoking and vaping, nicotine pouches like popular brand Zyn are smoke and tobacco free, but the pouches do contain nicotine. And then they have to remind you, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Huh?
It's basically flavored sugar and nicotine.
Can I ask the dumbest question ever? Because I really do want to know for personal reasons. Are they bad for you?
I mean, they're not good for you.
But diet soda is not good for you, and I drink it.
No, diet soda is bad for you.
Right, but I'm asking.
On the scale of things bad for you, they're better for you than diet soda.
Okay.
I mean, if you are addicted to nicotine, there are ways you can ingest nicotine that are really bad for you, like smoking, for sure. Chewing would probably be number two. I would say that patches and pouches are probably way down on the list.
They interviewed a doctor about this. It's a high-concentration nicotine product, quote, and it tastes good.
Yeah, they flavor it, citrus.
So there's nothing telling the kid this is bad, spit it out, and that's where you get into trouble.
But I did not know this until I read this in the story from CBS News. Nicotine in young children can be fatal.
Really?
Yes.
Too much of it, yeah.
Yeah, too much. Well, I would imagine too much of... nicotine in an adult would be fatal, but you would have to ingest quite a bit.
Well, if there's anything we learned from the water chugging contests over the years, too much of literally anything is fatal.
Scientists have detected a hidden alien planet by examining the orbits of the known worlds in the star system known as Kepler-139. Mm. Have I lost you already?
Going back to the New York Post.
You know I find these stories fascinating. The newfound exoplanet called Kepler-139f is a gigantic world roughly twice the mass of Neptune and 35 times the size of Earth.
Frank, we got another one.
It takes 355 days, Sam, to orbit its star.
Quit talking in all caps.
NASA's Kepler Space Telescope has discovered nearly 3,000 planets in its 9 years of operation, relied on worlds transiting, passed between their star and the Earth. This is fascinating. Let me read more.
It is pretty wild, though, that they just discovered it, because it's really not that far away in the looking out into scope, into space, grand scheme of things.
By the way, tomorrow night, and I'm going off memory here, tomorrow night, if you look toward the moon,
okay,
I believe Saturn will be visible by the naked eye.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, it'll be right next to the moon.
Do you have to be naked?
Is it cloudy? Do you have to be not cloudy?
Yes, Dana. It would have to be a clear sky.
Okay.
Because if it was cloudy,
you wouldn't be able to see the moon.
Well, you were saying we can all go see it. I'm telling you, I'm not so sure that's accurate, because isn't it supposed to rain tonight? Aren't we supposed to be weather aware?
What about tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night. This show is bad for my health.
Every time you start talking about astrological things or astronomy, I go, okay. I know there's stuff up there. It's not my thing.
You know that my buddy, Neil Tyson deGrasse.
Oh, my God.
Whatever his name is.
Continue on.
Would you like to know what his name is?
He's one of the smartest people in the world.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes,
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Sorry.
Your buddy.
He's my buddy. He's my pal.
deGrasse.
Well, I found this interesting because I was telling this to T when we were at the beach in San Francisco the other day. He says that there are more planets in the universe than there are grains of sand on the entire planet Earth.
Okay, that's mind-blowing.
And so I had my hand in the sand, and I was just tipping it over, and I told her about Neil deGrasse Tyson. Shut up, Sam! You guys make me so mad. And I'm pouring out this sand in my hand.
You're like, there's more planets than this whole thing.
And I told her what Tyson Neil deGrasse said.
Your buddy.
My pal. My science wizard.
That is the highest conversation I have ever heard. Well, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson says there's more planets in this universe than grains of sand in my hand.
I know.
No, than on the entire beaches of the world.
I know that you are fascinated by stars things, and I think that that's great. Now fascinated by birds. I'm not throwing stones.
And rooks. All right, we're going to get with Kathy Hannis in just a moment. She is a local talent agent. Okay.
Where's your car, dude?
Hey, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Did I drive last night?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So it was the show that captured America's attention and its heart, Ted Lasso. And after three seasons, it was expected to just end. Oh, no. There is now a Ted Lasso 4. And some of it will be filmed, we believe, here in the Kansas City area. But if you've been on Facebook recently, you may have noticed that there is a company called 99, N-I-N-E, and then the number 9. And they are advertising casting calls for the upcoming Ted Lasso season 4. It is believed that this is a scam. Because those who have logged in.
Say it a different way. I don't want to say it's a scam. It's not what you think you are signing up for.
And you say, yes, I'm interested. You end up on this virtual casting call, if you will, and about halfway through, they stop and they say, hey, by the way, we need you to pay $99. There's a story at Fox 4, if you want to check it out, where they say, we need you to pay $99, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's like a monthly fee that you have to pay. And then we'll continue with the casting call for Ted Lasso 4. The casting call, it's our understanding, has already happened. And it was by a company that is run by, the name is in front of me here somewhere.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's already over. If you're being cast for that, you already know it. It's already over. So to me, Scott, anyone saying, oh, yeah, Ted Lasso's coming, would you like to be interviewed? They're not lying, but it's not completely upfront either.
So let's bring on our friend Kathy Hannis, who is with Entertainment Plus Talent and PR. She's a talent agent here in Kansas City. Kathy, it's been too long, and it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, great to hear you and Dana. I'm excited about this.
Hello. So when did
time
you
for us to share?
Yeah, Kathy, when did you first hear about this, and what do you think?
Well, it was last week. I had several talent, reach out and say, inquire about it, because they went and signed up. And then when I was informed how it ended, many of them just declined at the very end, because they put you on hold. They are a legitimate company, but I don't believe if you look on Google and you say, is this a legitimate company? It says no, but we can't always believe what we see, but when you're doing it online and at the very end of like a 20, 35, 45 minute phone call,
right,
and it's like, okay, where's your credit card? Then everybody starts to thinking, see, you don't pay to play. They pay you to be in the as an extra.
Right.
This is your deal. You're going to be fortunate to be in a great series like Ted Lasso. I mean, people are just, Alessi Hartigan are amazed at the response, how huge the response has been.
And Alessi Hartigan is the company that they had hired.
That's the actual company.
To do the casting call. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You very good, very accurate on the opening. And Dana, I love how, we want to be accurate. And I felt the same way because I don't really write my opinion on Facebook or social media. That's, you know, it's like, no, I better be very careful. But finally, I realized if I don't step up to the plate and save a lot of people from money and disappointment, you know, it's time for me to speak up. So I kind of put in a few clear paragraphs, just what it's like just to go to a casting or to be selected and how it works. And boom, all of a sudden, everybody was like, thank you so much. I did not know about this, you know, because people are just, they want to be in a movie. And they definitely want to be in Ted Lasso. So they're eager to sign anywhere. I'll pay whatever to be in it. I don't care what it is. But you have to be very careful. And they're not just, you know, background is background. It's totally different than, you know, that you're a speaking role. These aren't speaking roles. These are background.
No, it was pedestrian. Kathy, they were like, we're looking for pedestrians, restaurant workers, people that are just in the background.
That's right. You might be at a restaurant eating and the leads, you know, the lead actors will be in a restaurant and behind them there's a server bringing the food or somebody sitting in the room. You know, you're not going to have an empty room in a restaurant.
No.
So the scenes have to look real and you need people that are serious and that can take direction even as extra talent. Frankly, if you can take direction, you can do just about anything in the business. And then you fine tune your skills and you become a good actor. It comes with experience.
Kathy, what would be the average pay for just a day on a set as a pedestrian? I mean, no speaking, no nothing, like just to fill the background.
Well, I can't answer that. I don't know that part. I've never... You know, hired. Usually the jobs that talent have booked with me have been SAG jobs. You know, maybe they become, they get their first SAG
card
payment.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you don't get your card. First of all, you'll get SAG pay, but you haven't joined the union. The next time they expect you to join the union, because that gives you an opportunity to see, work enough in Kansas City for me?
Kathy, we only ask because I think there were people that put in a pretty decent amount of time sitting on these Zooms, maybe for an hour or what have you. And maybe some of them were thinking this could be good money in this, which is why people went down this road without maybe vetting the company in charge of it.
Right. No. They were offering them, we do photos and we can help you with your career and all of that. That is usually not the case with extra casting. You know, that's up to you working with your agent. And many of the talent need to find someone that they can trust and that can represent them and ask many of these questions. Because I'm not familiar with, we haven't had that many scenes or shoot films that they need lots of extras. Now, David Desmalchin did a movie, All Creatures Here Below, and I was fortunate to book 25 talent for one of the scenes. That was a big deal. Yeah. And it was like, where did you find these people? And I'm pretty good about finding a rabbit under a hat. You say what you want. Give me 15 minutes, I'll find it. And it was like, that's a lot of extras. And people are eager to work. They want to work. Kansas City has great actors. We have great casting, location people, and the production and artists, the production and crew, they're an A-list crew. They've already experienced Los Angeles, and they come back to Kansas City, and that's what they do here. They're great. We have all the talent right here. We're halfway to Hollywood. So we just need the productions to come here. And with this opportunity, they had a tax discount for, I believe that's what they call it, a tax opportunities for the directors and producers of the show.
Kathy Hannis with Entertainment Plus Talent and PR. Always appreciate your time. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Be safe and be well. That is Kathy Hannis with Entertainment Plus, Talent and PR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So Landman 2 is coming out soon.
Are the character of the wife and the daughter
going to be murdered.
Shipped off to a remote island so we don't have to listen to their whining?
They're just characters. I'm not talking about real people.
No, the real people are amazing. It's, yeah.
I hope that the characters get murdered.
Well, I'm not saying I want them to get murdered, but couldn't they just go back home and...
The
where they came from.
The wife and daughter need to be removed from the show immediately.
Or toned way down.
Because that's actually, that's actually a really good show. And Billy Bob Thornton is an acting gem.
Yep.
And he's so good in that role. And, you know, the ending of season one was fantastic. And I just hope that they... heard the complaints that people may have had regarding the wife and daughter characters because they are awful. And if they were to, I don't know, mysteriously disappear and end up in the cartel, I don't think I'd be so unhappy.
They finally had some character development toward the end of the season, and they were somewhat reasonable for the last episode.
But the strip club in the old folks' home...
That was ridiculous.
Could have done without that.
But if they can dial them down maybe... 25%?
50?
It'll be bearable.
Did you see, has it already happened? No. Billy Bob Thornton is coming to Kansas City to Knuckleheads.
Yeah, he's a singer and a guitarist.
September.
I can't wait.
Yeah, September 20th. I would go to that show in a second.
Really?
I've seen Kiefer Sutherland there as well.
Yeah, he is awesome too. Billy Bob Thornton, the Boxmasters, Los Lobos. We have the best local music scene. I'm telling you, it is so good here.
Oh, this summer is going to be fantastic. Shinedown's coming this month. Fronty's this month. I'm going to go to two shows in 4 days. Because Fronty's on a Saturday, the 26th, out of Grinders.
Yeah.
And Shinedown is on the following Tuesday night at T-Mobile.
Awesome.
The Nachos were here on Friday.
Oh! I couldn't have gone anyway. I was in California.
Yeah. All right, listen to this from Nantucket. There once was a man from Nantucket who's in trouble. A man is defending his actions after his neighbor files a lawsuit claiming he cut down several of her family's decades-old trees to enhance his own ocean view. Jonathan Jacoby is accused of chopping down 16 of his neighbor's trees. And then 3 months later, he listed his home highlighting, quote, sweeping views of the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not even denying it. Quoting here from Jonathan, I wasn't trespassing. I was clearing out her crappy trees. Patricia Belford, the neighbor, as you can imagine, is quite upset. She is suing him, claims he chopped down the greenery that grew between her property and the road. She believes his motive had everything to do with listing his property for nearly $10 million. Because so if you've got an ocean view, Scott,
sure, of course,
you go from 2 million to 10.
So whose property were the trees on?
Hers,
then
Patricia
Belford. He's in big trouble.
She is seeking $1.4 million in damages. She says he did trespass on her property and cut those trees down. The defendant's actions were calculated to enhance the ocean view from his own residence and were carried out with full knowledge that he lacked any legal right to do so. I think it's worth more than $1.4 million. You know why?
Well, those trees will take forever to grow back.
He cut down 16 trees. They were more than 30 feet high. Mm-hmm. You can't replant 30 feet high trees. Cedar, cherry, and cypress, according to the lawsuit.
When you started reading this story, I thought to myself, what is she doing? This story is like 3 years old. Oh, no. It happened again. This time in New Jersey in 2023, they cut down 32 trees.
Look
again, $1.2 million.
Sam, he didn't sort of go on her property. He eviscerated her property. How is that not criminal, Scott?
Well, it is criminal. It's criminal damage
to
property. That
is beyond criminal damage to property.
In New Jersey, it'll get you 32 counts of illegal tree removal.
Is it?
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
That's her property that's
that is
in the square?
Her property.
He cleaned out her entire front lawn.
The home is listed for $10 million and is described as now having sweeping views of the Atlantic Ocean.
Is he
it
lying?
Didn't.
Is he lying about
well,
that
Well, it
part?
Didn't have sweeping views a few weeks ago.
Well, it does now.
How does one remove
There's
that?
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood. Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Everybody!
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds.
Okay, everybody.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree...
How is he not in jail?
Why would you fade that down at the chorus?
A hole in the sky where that tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Okay. Think about this. If you came over to my house with a baseball bat and bashed in 16 windows, you would be arrested and you would go to jail. And the property damage there is far less than what it is. This is almost incalculable. 16 30-foot trees that their family planted in the 1970s.
I understand.
And you can't get it back. They're never going to get that back.
No, it's a serious offense. But I think there's a huge line of distinction between breaking out somebody's windows into their home, which is akin to breaking and entering, basically, and mowing down somebody's trees. Now, I'm not trying to minimize what he did to her landscaping. I'm sure it certainly made a mark.
Look at the view from what it looked like and now what it is. It's just sky now. It's literally, when you look out from her house,
it's oceanfront view.
There's nothing there. It's just sky.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, though.
Oh, I would be furious.
He couldn't have done this in one day. Where was the homeowner as this is a multiple day. When I lived in Roland Park, I had three trees taken down. The yard was way overplanted with trees. And so I had two oaks taken down and a maple in the backyard.
Okay.
That is a multiple man crew, and it takes them all day to bring down one tree. One tree. And he must have been on her property for no fewer than 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't think it would have taken 2 weeks.
16 trees?
With a chainsaw?
You don't just fell them like that.
I wasn't trespassing. I was clearing out her crappy trees. He even admits in an email to the Boston Globe, I wasn't trespassing, quote, I was clearing out her crappy trees. Now, it's true that if your limbs go over onto your neighbor's property.
Those limbs are my property.
The neighbor can remove the limbs. That's not what
that
he did
here. That is correct.
Here.
That is correct.
Made himself a little oceanfront view. You know what he thought, Scott? And I hate to say it.
I'm making some money.
No, he did the math. He did the return on investment. I'm going to knock down these 16 trees. I'm going to get sued for $1.4 million. But my house that is worth $2 million is going to sell for $10 million. I will still clear. I guarantee you he did the math in his head and knows that at $10 million, if he sells this now that it's oceanfront, he will more than make enough money to pay her off in the lawsuit and then walk away. He's moving out.
Unless, in the New Jersey case, the state ordered the suspect, the tree cutter, where the hole is now in the sky.
Was it because of greed?
To replant aged trees to the tune of $1.5 million. That's not a $1.5 million lawsuit. The state ordered him to fix what he had done.
Right.
And so the cost of those older trees to bring them in, to have them planted, to make sure everything's good, $1.5 million
fine. Listen to this. He's now moved. His former landscaper, the tree cutter downer, his landscaper says that he contacted me in February and asked for some help with some tree work. Yep. So I said, okay. He said, I'm going to cut some trees down. Will you come out and help me remove the debris? Landscaper tells police when he got there, the guy told him he'd cut down trees on his land, but also all the trees on Belford's property. The landscaper left and said,
smart.
No, I am not going anywhere near someone else's property without their permission.
There's a hole in the sky where that tree once was. Somebody's making money. No more leaves shimmering with golden light. No more gentle shedding of rains. Nor tulip blossoms rustling in the wind. Now nothing remains but that hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. There's a hole.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was a very wonderful presentation.
Okay. Good Lord.
Can't leave him alone. Stevie Wonder is addressing long-standing rumors that he can actually see.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder knows his fans see the difference between truth and fiction.
Really, they see the difference?
Says the Huffington Post.
What is wrong with people?
Addressing long-lingering rumors that he is actually not blind. As he performed in Wales last week, the music legend told fans, you know the truth. Here's the full quote. I must say to all of you something that I was thinking, when did I want to let the world know this, but I wanted to say it right now.
I'm blind.
You know there have been rumors about me seeing and all that, but seriously, you know the truth. The truth is, shortly after my birth, I became blind. Sure, Stevie, sure you did. Calling his disability a gift, Stevie Wonder told fans, now that was a blessing, because it allowed me to see the world in the vision of truth. see people in the spirit of them, not how they look, not what color they are, but what color is their
in the spirit of them. By that, does he mean dumb? Are these the flat earther people that don't think he
probably.
Can?
I mean,
sounds like the exact same thing a guy faking being blind would say.
Pray tell, why
exactly?
I know.
Would he go through his entire life to pull the wool over all of us? And there's going to be some gotcha moment at the end of his very long illustrious career in life. What is wrong with people? Sometimes I just want to go to an island and just live there.
Well, you can if you want, but you'd miss it. You'd miss the stupidity.
I don't know that I'd miss a headline like that.
How many good days do you think you have a year?
363.
Really? You only have two bad days a year?
Yeah.
The average human, average American, has 252 good days every single year.
Okay. Well, how do you, we're bringing this back tomorrow. How do you quantify a bad day or qualify a bad
day? Carrie Emmert's having a bad day.
Yeah, her plane almost went down. That's a really bad day.
And one thing we haven't told her is she went to the wrong casting call for Ted Lasso 4.
And she's stranded in Idaho with a bunch of elk. That is a bad day.
So she would not chalk that up as a 252.
But can a bad day just be you're grumpy or your boss called you in and you got barked at work? I mean, it depends. If I'm talking like really bad day, like when you're crying or something, which would be Carrie on the airplane.
I ate an exceptional amount of gluten Sunday night, and yesterday I had a bad day.
Okay, my colonoscopy prep day. Bad day.
Yeah.
But for a good reason, so I wouldn't really tally that as a bad day.
Do you think you're having a good day today?
I'm having a great day today.
Good. Sam?
Road power washing day.
Bad day.
Smelling Dana's carpet ruined my day yesterday. Yesterday was a bad day.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're adding up.
Yep. According to a survey of 5,000 Americans, evenly split across all 50 states. By the way, residents in Delaware, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, and Oregon reported an above average number of good days. Let me see if we can find who had the worst days.
I think it's all about perception, too, because we cling to the negative more often than we do the positive.
Yeah.
Why that is, I don't know.
States with the least good days per year.
Least good days per year.
So most bad days per year, okay. I guess is the best way to put it.
Could be down south.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Connecticut.
Connecticut? Well, you got to be a bad day in Connecticut for.
Kentucky and Vermont.
Oh, well, then they're just whiny up in the New England area. You can't have a bad day up there.
Maybe somebody cut down your crappy trees.
I mean, exactly. Except that guy.
Exactly. All right, we've got to run. By the way, speaking of cutting down trees, over in England, the guys who cut down the Sycamore Gap tree, very historic, very prized tree, got 4 years in prison for cutting down that tree. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.